SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump pressed pause on his tariffs policy for 90 days, invigorating markets worldwide. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Trump administration has a new tariff formula as they negotiate separate deals with each country during a 90-day pause.
Every country in the world who wants to come and negotiate, we are willing to hear you. We're going to go down to a 10% baseline tariff for them, and China will be raised to 125 due to their insistence on escalation.
There still appear to be 25% tariffs on autos, steel, and aluminum, with more imports set to be tariffed in the weeks ahead. Parts of Kentucky wait for surging rivers to recede while Louisville hits a milestone high water mark.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ron Steve says the Ohio River that runs through the city will crest Wednesday.
The stage is expected to be right at 37 feet on the upper gauge and at 68.4 feet on the lower gauge. And just for historical perspective, that's the highest crest we've seen on the Ohio since 1997.
And he says up to an inch more rain is forecast from Wednesday into Thursday.
It's not expected to be enough to cause any new flooding or any new rises on the rivers.
I'm Julie Walker.
Indiana announced a new measles outbreak Wednesday. The cases do not have a link to the Texas outbreak that surpassed 500 cases Tuesday and has led to the death of two children. The U.S. has more than double the total number of measles cases in 2024. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 2,962 points. This is SRN News. Older Christians are more faithful than younger ones.
According to a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, 58% of believers who are senior citizens say they pray every day, versus just 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Christians who are 74 and up are also about twice as likely as young believers to show up at church at least once a month. The Pew report also reveals that while 80% of all seniors self-identify as Christians, only 46% of Generation Z do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Pakistan's on the rise again. A new update from Human Rights Report Pakistan indicates in the first 3 months of this year, there have been a surge in murders, beatings, abductions, forced conversions, and forced marriages. Jeff King of International Christian Concern says this is not an aberration. It's a grotesque culmination of centuries of state-sanctioned brutality. This is SRN News. Iran's public rhetoric is softening ahead of key talks later this week with the U.S.
Iran's president again has pledged his nation is not after a nuclear bomb, dangling the prospect of direct American investment in the Islamic Republic if the countries can reach a deal. The comments made by reformist president Masoud Pezeshkian are a departure from Iran's previous stance after its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, in which Tehran sought to buy American airplanes, but in effect barred U.S. companies from coming into the country. Such a new business proposal could draw the interest of President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German election winner Friedrich Merz has sealed a deal to form a new government that aims to spur economic growth, ramp up defense spending, take a tougher approach to migration, and catch up on long-neglected modernization. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.